My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now by Rob Fitzgerald. Rob, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I'm good, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Rob. So let's talk about your tune, Drunk on You. This is a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how this one came to be written and the story behind Drunk on You?
Yeah, basically, a lot of my songs come from just noodling around on guitar. And I just had this kind of soulful groove going on. Mm-hmm. And the hook came, the Drunk on You part. And basically, it's a love song. That's a comparison to how most of us know how we feel. We've had a few drinks. Mm-hmm. The comparison is to what it feels like when we're in love. So it's kind of a combination between love and libations.
And did you kind of have the idea, do you have kind of the title Drunk on You in a phone or an archive or somewhere, or did the kind of song and idea come to you as you were writing this one?
No, it kind of came with the feel of how the chord structure and the groove was going. And for a lot of the way I write, a melody will come with the chord structure, then some phrasing will start to come.
Okay.
And then after a phrasing, usually something will transpire, and Drunk on You kind of came to be, and then just kind of writing the rest to defeat the hook was the rest of it.
Right, absolutely. It's a great tune. Again, a new one called Drunk on You. Joined right now by Rob Fitzgerald. Rob, obviously, next little bit again, continuing to promote the new music. What's kind of 2024 looking like for you? Are you hoping to be busy playing a lot of live shows this year? Continuing to songwrite. What's kind of this year looking like for you?
So I got a mix of absolutely everything. The number one for me this year is I'm releasing a full album.
Awesome.
And not only will it release to DSP, but it's going to release to vinyl as well.
Oh, very cool.
Be released. That'll be pressed out of here in Canada. We've got a factory here in Burlington, but they've also got a sister company out of Nashville. So mm-hmm. It'll be pressed. It'll be distributed in both countries. So I'm very excited about. And this is my first album, so there's a lot that's going into this, which is good. Live shows calendar's pretty much booked right to the fall. Festivals are already coming in. A few of the months in the summertime, I've already got festivals booked. Music videos are coming as well. So this is going to be a busy year.
Sounds like a lot of cool things on the way. Now, speaking of the new album, I don't know if this is knowledge that can be known by everybody, but do we have a release date? Do we know about when it could be announced, or is it too early? Or where do you stand on that?
It's going to be early summer.
Awesome.
I'm still working out some of the final details of pressing and distribution, things like that. But the first single that nobody's heard, the new single, it comes out April the 5th on DSP, and it'll go out to April 8th. It'll go to U.S. country radio and then Canadian radio shortly after that. So that'll be
cool.
The first single off the album.
And I don't know if these things could be announced. Are you able to talk a little bit about kind of that first single off the album and kind of what that one is about?
Yeah, this was another kind of surprise. Once again, just noodling around and multiple themes coming up with this song. The song is called Forever Together, and it's literally about a proposal.
Wow.
And I don't know if there's any other songs that are just written just strictly about a marriage proposal and mm-hmm. how nervous he is and making sure that everything goes smooth so that she says yes in the end.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. We cannot wait for to hear that one coming out again in April and again a little later on this year. Looking forward to the new album. If people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, whether it be live shows or music releases and that kind of thing, what are the social media platforms that maybe you're posting to or a website also that can kind of people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, website is a good launching point to absolutely everything. That's robfitzgeraldmusic.com. Schedules, videos, photos, you name it, links to music. All from there. Also, all the socials, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you can find me at Rob Fitzgerald Music. And then on any of the DSPs, you'll just find me under Rob Fitzgerald.
Perfect. Rob, thank you so much for your time today. Again, we're loving the sound of the new music and can't wait for what is on the way for you. I appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Thanks for spinning drunk on YouTube. I appreciate it.